In this bulletin, the final report into Victoria's hotel quarantine failures delayed until just before Christmas. France announces a second national lockdown. And in sport, the pandemic disrupts Super League games, putting the European Rugby League season at risk. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyke. Victoria's hotel quarantine inquiry plans to deliver an interim report into the bungled scheme next month, but the final report has been delayed until just before Christmas. The Board of Inquiry says recommendations and findings on the decision to establish the program will be released on December 21. Victoria's contact tracing regime will be scrutinised by a parliamentary inquiry to determine whether the system is up to scratch to deal with outbreaks. The Upper House has agreed to a motion to establish the inquiry in response to concerns about contact tracing during Victoria's second wave of infections. Health authorities insist that contact tracing has now improved, and international experts have praised Victoria's efforts against the virus. US diseases expert Dr. Anthony Fauci has told a University of Melbourne webinar he's impressed with Melbourne's mandatory mask rules.
I really wish that we could transplant that kind of mentality here, because masks in the United States had almost become a political statement.
Victoria has recorded 3 new coronavirus cases and no further deaths, and New South Wales has reported 4 new locally acquired cases. Teachers and students from an Islamic school in Sydney have been asked to self-isolate after a positive COVID-19 case was detected. The student from the Malik Fahd Islamic School at Hoxton Park tested positive, and the site has been cleaned, but 2 other campuses are unaffected. New South Wales Health is also warning an infectious person attended a trampoline park and Jasmine's Lebanese restaurant in Liverpool. A New South Wales court has ruled Adriana Rivas be extradited to Chile, where she's accused of the aggravated kidnapping of 7 people during the Pinochet dictatorship. The judge says he's satisfied with the information in the extradition request for the former agent under Augusto Pinochet. The defence team had argued in previous court appearances there wasn't sufficient detail linking her to the alleged crimes while she was an intelligence agent. Her lawyers have 15 days to review and appeal the verdict. French President Emmanuel Macron has announced a nationwide lockdown from Friday, with residents only allowed to leave their homes for essential reasons. Face-to-face education remains a priority for students, with schools to stay open, but staff can only go to work if they're essential employees. Mr. Macron says the coronavirus is spreading rapidly.
Like in the spring, you will be able to leave your house only to work, for a medical appointment, to provide assistance to a relative, to shop for essential goods, or to get some air near your house. This means the return of the permission slip.
In France, more than 35,000 people have died from COVID-19. In rugby league, 2 Super League matches have been cancelled because of the pandemic threatening the European season. The Huddersfield and Castleford clash scheduled for Friday was scrapped when the Castleford Tigers identified 12 COVID-19 cases. The match between Salford and Warrington has also been called off, with the Salford Red Devils only having 13 players available for selection. And now today's weather. Perth, sunny and 32 degrees. Adelaide, showers, 21. Melbourne, a shower or 2 developing, 22. Hobart, partly cloudy, 17. Canberra, a shower or 2, 19. Wollongong, much the same, 19. Sydney, showers and 20. Newcastle, similar conditions, 22. Brisbane, a shower or 2 and a possible storm, 30. Cairns, sunny and 33. And Darwin, partly cloudy and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.